call it luck, but not dumb luck. Just 3 days into Wolf Sukir's summer internship with the American Space Agency, NASA, he found a new planet. The 17-year-old high school student was tasked with looking through data from a telescope in search of evidence of planets outside our solar system.
I was pretty much spending my summer looking at graphs on a computer screen.
And on his third day with NASA, Sukir found it, a previously unknown planet orbiting two stars. Sukir was looking at data produced by NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey satellite, known as TESS. Although he did not see the physical planet, he saw clear evidence of it.
I couldn't say that I was confident it was a planet because it was day three on the job, and I couldn't say anything with confidence quite yet. But out of the 100 different targets that I looked at, I remember I put about 10 asterisks next to this one, saying that this one looks good, we should look at this one first.
The planet is 1,300 light years from Earth. What Sukir had found was evidence of changes in the light of the two stars called binary stars. The way scientists see such a distant planet is by changes in light. If a planet is moving between the telescope and the star it orbits, it produces an effect similar to an eclipse that we see here on Earth. In other words, the planet blocks some of the sun's light from the telescope. In graphs and other data, this shows up as a dip, a line that moves down and then up again. Later that day, Sukir met with his boss, Veselin Kostov, to go over his find. The high school student was working with a team of scientists at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, not far from Washington, D.C. NASA has about 2,000 interns across the country each year. Kostov told VOA that Sukir came into his office and told him he had something that looks interesting. It was a really exciting couple of hours to make sure what they saw was real, Kostov said. Once we were pretty confident that they were mostly real, we reached out to the rest of the team, Kostov said. Other team members found more transits of the planet, giving them more evidence. Because the planet is so big, NASA scientists believe it is made of gas, like Saturn or Jupiter. Even if it had been rocky, like Earth, the planet seems to be too close to one of the stars to be able to support life. A team of NASA scientists, including Sukir, submitted the finding to a scientific journal. The work will be published soon. Reading scientific journals in his classes at Scarsdale High School in New York is what brought Sukir to his internship at NASA. Under the supervision of two high school teachers, he and other students in the program study a science field of their choice. Sukir settled on the field of astrobiology. He contacted people at NASA to help him gain an internship. While at NASA in the summer of 2018, he studied Goldilocks zones, planets that have conditions that could support life. NASA invited Sukhir back the following summer, and that is when he found the planet. NASA's Kostov holds a doctoral degree from Johns Hopkins University. Both he and Sukhir have advice for students wanting to study the stars. First, study physics and math. Other than that, Sukhir says it was both luck and putting in the hard work that led to his discovery.
Yes, what I did is impressive, but it also didn't take that many special skills. So if someone is interested in science, like my age, and even if they don't have training, they should still just reach out to researchers and find something that they can do, because almost anyone can look through data looking for dips. It just happened to me who saw this one.
Since the news broke earlier this month, Sukhir has told his story to many media organizations. He says that even though it has been fun, the attention is a bit overwhelming. As for his future, Sukhir plans to study either physics or astrophysics in college. He hopes to attend Stanford, Princeton, or MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, next autumn. But first comes his high school graduation this spring. I'm Anne Ball.